Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everyone? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. The bonus episode where we answer your questions that you send in.
Chi. Original Rude Boys. Chi.
They're making a comeback.
Yeah, I think they had a show on last night. The boys.
Did they?
I think so.
It's good to see them back. Real summer. That was, what was it, 2014 when they brought out the tunes?
Was it 2014, time? Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably earlier or later, but a golden era.
It was very off the time. Lads. It was very off the time. Good to see them back, though.
It is. We get them on for an owl interview.
A chin wag. And a sing song.
And I'll get the ukulele out. And be like, I'm seeing stars in the eyes.
I'm a gambit bam at a damn window. Chit.
I'm going to make a speak someday. Oh, man, that was great.
Yeah, it's good.
They were great songs, I have to say.
So my question.
Yeah.
Go on.
This is from Richie.
Richie.
He wants to know which of the following societies you would choose to live in. 1. Gotham City. The crime rate is at an all-time high. Batman is long dead. And Commissioner Gordon is at home every day scratching his hole whilst the Penguin is breaking into your gaff. Every night stealing your cutlery. Right, that's option 1. So.
It's a good one.
Option 2. It's our current society, but with zero crime rate. There's no criminals, no terrorists, no mad bastards invading your country. The catch is every citizen has a Beyblade, and at any minute without warning they can challenge you to a Beyblade battle. You cannot refuse, and if you lose, the punishment is death. If you win, you get everything they own, including their Beyblade.
That's risky.
It's just 2 options.
There's 2 options.
I'm gonna go with Gotham.
Yeah, you'd have to. You couldn't roll the dice on a Beyblade for your life every day.
I haven't picked one up in a long time.
But they run the same
risk. It's all chance, isn't it? It's all chance with Beyblades. You just never know who's going to hit who.
There may be Beybladers out there that would dispute that.
I agree.
Yeah, whoever spins the hardest.
I wouldn't mind protecting Gotham from Penguin jumping into gaffs.
I wouldn't protect it. I'd join in. I'd be on the Penguin side. Fuck that.
Would you?
Yeah, I'm not protecting Gotham against the Penguin. Don't
you
even get
like
support.
You wouldn't like to be the Cape Crusader, no?
Ah, you're not Batman.
Just Darren.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that one. I don't fancy my chances in a Beyblade to the death.
Okay, yeah. Right, Grant. Jack, he says, please, please, for the love of Jesus, make sure you rip into Joe for his run-in with Ice and his fugitive escapades. We as loyal viewers deserve a breakdown of events from the man himself. Something like this could only happen to Joe, and I can't wait for him to play it down like it's not a big deal. P.S. If this is an April Fool's joke, he has got me by the bollocks, and fair dues to him.
So he sent that before the reveal.
So we'll
cover it on the main.
The whole story is there in the main episode on Wednesday, yeah. Remy says he's shocked but not surprised by the beans versus ketchup debate.
Okay.
He says, I haven't yet tried a very good spice bag, but now I'm not sure I even want to. If Joe is saying his taste buds can't even discern the difference between the tomato sauce on beans and ketchup, surely that was just rage bait. His taste buds are better than that.
I stand over it. I stand by it. I still think it's red sauce. The baked beans and red sauce. Like, it's fucking red sauce. It's red sauce. It's just not, like, thick, gloopy.
It's more orange,
sauce.
Though.
It's not.
I mean, ketchup is red.
Yeah, but the beans are white. The beans are white. When you mix white with red, it turns into a kind of orangey colour. And there's just less shit in it. It's just watery. It's watery version of red sauce. If you mix red sauce with water, you get bean juice.
That's a load of bollocks.
Fuck you. It's not a lot of bollocks.
That's a lot of bollocks, Joe.
That's hard facts right there.
So bean juice is just diluted ketchup.
Here's one for you. Someone commented on Spotify.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, is tomato soup ketchup then? Come on, Joe. That is an outrageous take.
Hang on
and I
for
think
a
that
second.
Sums it up perfectly.
Hang on for a second. Does he think that I think red sauce is tomato sauce? Because absolutely
tomato ketchup
not.
Is red.
That's what you're saying, though.
That's not what I'm saying. What's he saying? That bean juice is tomato.
He said, is tomato
juice?
Soup ketchup then?
No. Tomato soup is tomato soup. It's nothing the same as red sauce. Red sauce is vinegar, sugar, salt, wheat, flour, and a very small bit of tomato. There's very, very little. What the fuck sort of comparison is that? Tomato soup is tomato. That's all it is tomato. Whereas ketchup is like very little tomatoes.
No. It's just not. Fucking hell. Who gives a fuck anyway? The listeners do. Because you rattle that cage a lot with that sort of stuff, you know? Chicken soup isn't real or not.
In China, they call it bean ketchup.
That's China, though.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. It's the same thing. The sauce that beans are kept in is ketchup. It's fucking watery ketchup, you mad bastards. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. He's all losing his mind.
Do you have anything else to say? Is there any other questions? We'll just get off the subject because there's no
talking to him.
There's no full stop on this one.
Can't believe this.
This is up there with chicken soup.
I think it's even worse.
This is. I can't believe. I'm genuinely shocked that people don't think it's the same thing. It's red sauce. It's ketchup.
I just can't believe this. I'm absolutely shell-shocked.
Rory wants to know if it's acceptable to drink tea from a glass.
No, absolutely not.
No. The glass could break. The glass could shatter.
You have to put a spoon in it. You have to leave a spoon in it when you're pouring in the hot water.
No, it doesn't crack.
Did you know that?
Didn't know that.
Did you not?
Is that true, though?
That's very true.
Is that like when people say you have to put your thumb up against the windscreen when they're going through?
I thought you were going to say something else. You dirty fecker. What was it? What was your...
They say if you're going through like an area with loose gravel like on the road and you're afraid like a chipping will jump up and hit your windscreen, you put your thumb up against the windscreen.
Oh, I never heard that one.
It's a myth.
The spoon in the glass is not a myth.
I believe you.
Did you know that, Joe?
I don't know. I don't know if I believe it.
Google it. Does a spoon in a glass of boiling water prevent it from cracking?
Yeah, you'll find it actually does.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I see is someone saying it's just an old wives' tale.
Fair play to them. Because any time I've put a spoon into a glass with scalding hot water, it never cracked. Ever.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't prove your scientific thesis, though.
I think it does.
Does it?
I think it does, yeah.
Joe, are you still looking up ketchup and beans?
I am. So we have Heinz beans here. Heinz bean sauce is tomatoes, water, sugar, vinegar, and spices. Heinz ketchup has the exact same tomato, vinegar, salt, and spices. The only difference is it has corn syrup in it that thickens it. So, middle finger. It's the same thing, only thicker.
Why is it red? And the other one's like orange.
Because it has colouring in it.
Does it say colouring?
It's thicker. It's just thicker because of the corn syrup. It has a higher tomato concentrate, whereas the bean sauce is a little bit... There's water in the bean sauce. There's no water in the ketchup.
The bean sauce does not taste the same as ketchup.
It does taste completely different. It's not completely different. It's just less stronger and less sweeter. It's watery.
It tastes different.
The consistency is not the same. It's because there's beans in it. Beans has its own flavour as well. Like,
they don't. It's the sauce that gives them the flavour.
If you get Heinz beans,
the bean juice,
and you put corn syrup into, take all the beans out, drain the beans out through a sieve, and the shit that comes out the bottom, put that into a jar, and then add corn syrup to it, and then you have tomato ketchup.
It's going to be like orange, though.
Joe, like bread and pasta are the same ingredients, aren't they? And like pie crust and stuff, they're all made of the same things, but they're not the same thing.
Just not necessarily.
Reading the list of ingredients doesn't prove that they are the same thing. They could be mixed a different way.
Now you're being pedantic. This is. I think we know who wins this one.
I think we let the listeners decide.
Listeners, yeah. Please decide.
Let us know in the comments on Spotify.
For episode 200, right? We want you to decide for us. Is chicken soup real?
We've got past that one.
Yeah, but
we don't need to bring that one.
Let them give him a kicking again. And are beans in ketchup?
Are beans in ketchup? Is it bean juice completely different to ketchup?
Bean juice, ketchup.
Same thing.
Where else would you get such a debate? Where would you get only here on the Stall of Podcast?
Yeah.
Right, last one for you. This is from Colette.
Colette.
She wants to know. Yeah. She predicts, she knows Joe's answer to this. If a friend calls around to your house and brings with them a bottle of wine or chocolates or something like that.
Never happened before.
Well.
If. Okay.
Let's be hypothetical for you then. Do you keep it as a gift to have later? Or do you share it with them while they're there? So I guess replaces any edible, shareable gift. So someone comes over and says, oh, thanks for having me over. Here's a bottle of wine.
Here's a bottle of wine and a dairy milk tray.
Exactly.
Did we know they were coming over?
Could they bring over our fellows?
Yeah, you've invited them over. It doesn't matter if you knew they were coming over.
You're new to the neighbourhood kind of thing?
No, you know them.
Okay.
But yeah. Is it a drinking event? Like, are you coming over to drink? Like, did we know that they were coming over and we have a few drinks tonight?
I'd say it's a friend that, like, just comes over. You say, oh, come over, have a cup of tea, I haven't talked to you in ages. And then they just come over out of good gesture and bring chocolates and wine for you to have. But not right there and then. You can offer them.
I'd open the chocolates and not open the wine then. If it was just someone coming over for a cup of tea.
I'd keep the wine and I'd give it to someone as a present down the line.
Re-gift it.
Yeah.
That's very Joe.
I thought you were going to say that. Yeah.
Re-gift
Colette thinks Joe, Colette predicted you'd just keep everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd open the chocolates because, you know, we're having a cup of tea.
Sometimes I don't really think about them things in that situation and I just say, oh, thanks, and then just put them aside and not open them. And I wouldn't be out of like, I want them all to myself. It's just like, I just fucking don't know what happened in that moment. And then like later on, I'll be like, oh, fuck, I didn't offer them any chocolates. They brought the chocolate. I'll be fucking thinking about 4 a.m. I can't sleep. What would you do, Alan?
I'd share them with them, I suppose, yeah.
But you wouldn't, not the wine.
No, I mean, but yeah, if it was a scenario where they brought it over in the middle of the afternoon, you wouldn't.
You'd share all the shite ones with them.
I'd take their nice biscuits and bring out some digestives, some rich teas.
I'd just give them all them shite toffee ones, not them ones that are real chewy. Them chewy toffee ones, and I'd keep all the lovely ones with the caramel in them. And I'd say, hey, you can have them ones, they're toffee ones.
I like the toffee ones. I feel like you get more mileage out of them. Whereas you get the caramel ones, they burst in your mouth and then they're gone. You get a good chew. You get the mileage out of the toffee.
Sometimes you get a little hazelnut in the middle and you get a little surprise. You're like, oh, well, I didn't know I was getting that. Oh, we're off to the races today.
No, you have to share. Sharing is caring. That's what Barney says.
Don't mind Barney.
Barney, fucking weirdo. I watched a documentary about him. Freak.
I think there was many people under the costume over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard is it?
I love you.
The son of the it was a woman that came up with that idea and her son went off the fucking rails because he was like
Over Barney,
yeah. Because he felt like the man loved Barney more than she loved him. And it was this sort of, it was, and then all the actors that were in it, like, got fucked up. And there was, it's a great documentary. It's called I Love You, You Hate Me.
They're all coming out now with the documentaries, aren't they?
That's an old one. I think that's like 4 or 5 years old. But yeah, check it out. Check it out, man. It's good. It's fucked up.
I used to love a good bit of Barney when I was a baby.
So did I.
Jeez, you couldn't get me away from the telly. Bit of Barney.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fair enough, so. Right, yo.
We leave it there, so.
Okie dokie, leave it there, so. Don't forget, us along to episode 200. Still
do join us for episode 200.
In a couple of weeks.
Episode 199 before that, though.
Yeah. Because 199 is the one before 200, and if you don't listen to 199, you won't know what's going on in 200.
You'd be all over the place.
You'd be fucking catching or trying to catch up on that, and you'd be like, oh Jesus, what are they fucking talking about? How do I not know this? I missed 199.
Oh, I'm only thinking now, like, when we're recording episode 199, the missus will be coming over the same day and with the kids, and they'll be all excited.
Episode 200, man.
Episode 200, yeah, sorry. So that'll be a special day. It'll be a good day. Actually, I won't even see them until that night because I'll be doing a play and they won't be getting...
Are they going to obviously go and watch the play, yeah?
Yeah.
Can the kids watch the play, yeah?
I don't think they'd enjoy it.
Yeah, but they're allowed nonetheless.
Yeah, well, we talk about hanging ourselves and we talk about erections and we talk about all sorts of inappropriate stuff for kids.
I'd say just get someone to bring them to the balls.
Yeah.
Will you bring my two kids to the balls?
Yeah, like a 4-year-old would not have the attention span for it.
Yeah, sure. Every bleeding McDonald's over there probably has a big little thing attached to it.
Oh, you're joking? No,
the balls. Like, the effort. No, I don't know about the balls. No,
they don't even have seats balls in the McDonald's here.
No seats.
No, they don't. Because the only people
fucking trying to do in that country.
The only people that go to McDonald's is homeless people over here. Like, it's just somewhere that you can get cheap stuff, cheap food. Like, so that's the only people that go to McDonald's. So they've gotten rid of the seats so that they can't sit down.
And you got rid of the family aspect as well. Remember, it was always real, like, Happy Meal and the Hamburglar and all gone.
All gone now.
Oh God, you can't even get a Euro burger.
Fucking Euro burger. Like, what the fuck was that?
Fucking great. A little pickle on it. Just the one pickle on it.
Someone had to make down burgers and he must have been just taking one pickle and just putting it down.
And like 10 little...
Chopped onions.
Shredded onions.
Yeah.
Chopped jokes. No, just put this pickle on there. No. Stick that finger right in. And then go, yeah. Here's a Euro burger.
Give a Euro for that. A Euro. How is that profitable?
A fucking Euro for a burger.
I don't know, man.
Can I have a 1 euro burger, please? Yeah, there you go. Actually, give me 10 of them and I'll stack them all up on each other. Imagine the fucking food reviewers now getting 1 euro burger, stacking them all up.
I'd love that.
If you know me, you know I love a good euro burger. If you know me, I love a good euro burger. Put on a slice of pizza and rolled up and then dipped into curry sauce. If you know me, you know I like that.
Curly fries, they don't do them anymore, do they? A euro for a load of curly fries. I used to get a euro
double
burger,
cheese. Yeah.
Stick it, and then stick the blade and the curly fries onto it. It's the business. €2. €2
sick
then.
Bastard.
Fuck off. It was delish.
I'd have a bit of that. €2 for a double cheeseburger. Give us a double cheeseburger if you know me and I will love a good double cheeseburger. And a hamburger together.
This episode ended ages ago.
I know.
Right.
Rattled I am.
A euro though.
I know. I just want to keep talking about it.
Fucking euro, Darren.
They definitely tasted better when they cost a euro.
It was a euro.
A euro.
1 euro. Like.
A single euro, and you could get a fucking burger.
The joys. The joys of it. The joys of it, like.
And a Sunday. You get a Sunday for
you
a
might only bleed and have a euro. You might only have a euro left and then you just we'll fucking get a burger for a euro. The joys of it.